I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. This year marks the 100th anniversary of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. And for 50 of those years, one small college has been at the center of much of the political drama. Kirk Carapeza from WGBH Radio's Higher Education Desk reports on St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire.
Most years, St. Anselm is just another private religious college in New England. But every 4 years, come presidential primary season, this mid-level liberal arts school punches well above its weight.
This is the hub of politics in a state that really celebrates politics as its state sport.
Neil Levesque directs the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. A's, and he says the college has hosted every single presidential candidate since Eisenhower in 1952.
We have more presidential campaign activity in this building than any other building in the United States.
Most of the presidential debates in New Hampshire take place on campus, and candidates frequently hold events here to meet voters. That leads to some memorable political moments and gaffes, like in 2011, when Texas Governor Rick Perry tried to engage the crowd.
Those of you that are will be 21 by November the 12th, I ask for your support and your vote. Those of you who won't be, just work hard.
Of course, all the 19 and 20-year-olds kind of turned towards me and said, has there been a change in the voting laws?
Then there was the televised Democratic debate when Hillary Clinton answered a question about whether she had the appeal to defeat a surging Senator Barack Obama.
He's very likable. I agree with that. I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank
Hillary,
you so much.
For a small liberal arts college with a high acceptance rate, the glare of the national spotlight results in more applications. St. A's has seen a 10% bump in the past year and a nearly 50% increase in campus visits over 2 years. The college doesn't know to what extent, if any, politics is driving student interest, but the students we spoke with said they chose St. A's because of its high profile in presidential politics.
It was the closest thing that I could get to the White House. It's so cool. You're right up close to history.
First-year student Lauren Batchelder is from Chester, New Hampshire. Like many of her classmates, the 18-year-old is feeling the burn. But as a longtime political junkie, this Bernie Sanders supporter is simply giddy about meeting the candidates.
I've been doing that since I was in first grade, just going to try to meet every single candidate that I could. Like, I was pulled out of class in first grade because I really wanted to meet George Bush. Like, this is a dream. Like, first grade Lauren would just cry, like, being here. Oh, it's awesome.
Lauren says all this political action creates a certain buzz on this otherwise sleepy Catholic campus.
Even the monks get excited. One monk went up to me and was like, did you know that a candidate's here today? You should go see him. And I was like, okay, I will.
Lauren may seem overly jazzed, but senior Brian Pickowitz, who worked on Mitt Romney's campaign in 2012, says St. A's students are probably more politically engaged than your average college kid.
For me and my roommate, a great example is Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush were here a couple weeks ago, and we had downtime, about an hour off, and what I said to him was, well, most people in college, they'll take a nap during this time. We're going to go meet a presidential candidate. And to be able to sit in a room with these people and just talk to them, I remember I told Jeb Bush he should come out to a party with us. And he thought that was kind of funny.
He passed.
He said if I didn't have to drive, I would. You know?
Students of all political stripes suggest these personal interactions, when the cameras are off, serve as a remedy for political polarization. And both liberals and conservatives see St. A's as a sort of safe haven where they can meet the candidates and rise above the fray. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.